talking to Spike Thoroughbred trainer Daryl Horner. Daryl, you've got the filly Nova L going around in Launceston tonight and coming off the back of an eye-catching second behind Belle Ombre last start. She must be hard to beat tonight, mate.
I would hope so. She's probably as well as we've ever had her. Her first ever start, probably went a little bit hard early. I think she would have been capable of winning that race. Probably just set too hard a pace, gave something for the swooper there just to run down. And then a second start, very unlucky, drawn wide. She got exposed there, just couldn't get in. And she was a bit too green, really, to settle. But then, we freshened her up, and last start we were really pleased with her. The horse that won, we knew that was the horse to beat. We were just a little bit unlucky there. But, yeah, well, I would hope that she'll show a good account of herself tonight.
Is she owned by Dallas Krushka?
By David Krushka.
David Krushka. Okay.
Yeah, he's the guy that owns Nova Claus, which is the grandmother of this horse.
Yeah, Nova Claus was an absolute star in Tasmania, and she went over to Melbourne and won when John Blackett trained her.
That's correct.
The team's going well, Daryl?
Not too bad. We've got quite a few horses who have gone out for breaks and things now. Had a couple of disappointments on Sunday there. I had one really nice horse, cost a bit more. So half-brother didn't cost a lot. We thought it would go really well, but just didn't cope with the Tapeta track. Pulled it very, very sore.
Right.
Still sore now, actually. So, and then the little two-year-old, she just went out for an education run. I thought she might have been a little bit closer. But no, she needs a bit of time, that girl. So she's gone out for a break as well.
All right. Any others from the stable tonight that we should look out for?
Keena Bella's working very well. She's in the same race. The breeding tells us that she'll need quite a bit further. But she's been working alongside Nova L and giving a good account of herself. So we'd expect her to be in the first half dozen at least.
Well, she's finished back a little bit in her trials. She's had three trials, the most recent on the 4th of December, and that was at Longford. You took her over there. And while she finished 4th or 5th, she wasn't too far from the winner.
No, not at all. And we had to have a little bit of a play around with a bit of gear. Jason Maskill has been helping us out with that, and we've had a play around. We think we've just about got it right now. So, she'll probably step up quite quickly, this horse, and definitely tells us that she needs a bit of ground.
All right. Well, she's by Dubawi and out of a Settlers Wellsmere, which is pretty well bred.
Yep, she is. The owner of this horse, they only buy very well bred ones. We've got quite a few horses for these guys. It's the same people that own Predator as well.
Well, bred by Darley, which is good.
That's right, yep.
All right, well, all the best. And obviously, would you recommend Nova Al as probably the best bet from the stable tonight?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
All right, well, all the best tonight at Launceston. Let's hope you beat home a winner in the first race.
That's great. Thanks a lot, Peter.